This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 296 for Monday, March 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday, hitting fresh contract highs in many months. However, activity was choppy with the volatility over the past week, keeping some participants on the sidelines. Canola up 8 to over $22, the most active May contract up $22.50 at $1,097.30 per ton. Shifting sentiment on the Russian invasion of Ukraine kept the ag markets on edge to start the week, with gains in crude oil and resulting strength in nearby Chicago soy oil futures providing spillover support for canola. A slightly weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, along with ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies, also underpinned the futures. However, overbought price sentiment did keep somewhat of a lid on the upside. In the U.S., wheat futures continued to climb higher, while soybeans and corn were narrowly mixed. Soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, with the nearby May contract down a penny at the final bell at $16.59.5 per bushel. Solid export demand did provide some support, though, with flash sales of 132,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China reported this morning. Brazil's Ag Rural released updated production estimates pegging the country's bean crop at only 122.8 million bushels. That's down by about 9 million from the USDA's current forecast. Harvest operations are thought to be about half done in the country. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be out Wednesday, with pre-report positioning behind some of today's activity. Corn also ending mixed with a softer tone in the nearby contracts. May corn down 3 cents at $7.50¾. An overnight rally in crude oil did spill over to provide support for the ethanol-linked grain, but oil was off its highs. U.S. corn ending stocks are expected to be revised lower in Wednesday's report, as the Ukraine conflict should lead to an increase in U.S. exports. Wheat, it is higher across the board, with the May Chicago contract up its expanded 85-cent limit. The other wheat markets were also up but lagged higher. Minneapolis up 47 cents in the May contract at $11.94 per bushel. Kansas City 37 cents higher in May at $12.51 per bushel. And Chicago May wheat up that 85 cent limit at $12.94 per bushel. Ukraine and Russia account for a large portion of the world wheat export market, and the continued conflict is causing other nearby countries to also shut down exports. That should shift more demand to North America. However, a big Australian crop could take up some of the slack. Australia's Ag Bureau raised their estimate on the size of the crop to a record 36.3 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.